So back in the day, when I was in either late middle school or early high school, I don't remember which, because I have no records of this project. I cannot find it anywhere in any of my backups. It's like it never existed. But I remember distinctly some key events of this. Well, first of all, I remember developing it. I know this wasn't some, like, coma-induced dream or something, because I remember for a fact I would talk about it with some kid at school, some Asian fuck that named, like, Fong Pham. That was his name. Fong Pham. That was his name. I would talk to him about it. I'd talk about, oh, hey, I made this thing. And I called it Ultra Blocks. I even bought, like, a domain for it. It was, like, ultrablocks.net or something like that. I don't remember what account I did that on or anything like that. I don't remember. I might be able to get records of when I did that if they keep, like, old records of domains somewhere. But if they do, I'm going to have to look that up. And I have to really look around for the source, because this thing, oh my god, this fucking game. So basically, I was obsessed, I guess you could say, with Roblox and Minecraft, things like that. You know, I was into that a lot. And I was like, you know, hey, I know how to do web stuff. I know how to do like PHP, and I know how to do the old JavaScript. I can make my own video game. I can do it. So I'm pretty sure this was in middle school, because if it was any later, I would have done it in fucking C++ or something. Anyways, I was thinking, like, oh, I can make this fucking multiplayer online game that's like a copy of Minecraft and Roblox put together. Yeah, that'll be easy. So what I did was, I made a chat room. Imagine Ajax chat, right? But instead of transferring, like, chat messages through Ajax, it would transfer player positions and, like, block data on a one-way Ajax connection that would refresh every millisecond. And I would try to optimize this. I tried so fucking hard to optimize this. And it would run so slow because, I mean, your browser, the request only runs so fast, you know, it only, like, every request you make to a page might complete in, like, in the fastest, like, 800 milliseconds, like a second or something like that. And if you're trying to make a game, like, it's not fast enough for a game, even if you set the timeout to 1 millisecond, because you're always going to be fucking, all of your requests are going to be spaced out by, you know, 800 milliseconds, 1 second, so it's just going to be slow as shit. You're not going to get anything good. Imagine the delay in Ajax chat, but worse, because I didn't buffer things. Like, I would, how the fuck did I do this? I don't even remember. I think what I did was I stored new updates to, like, player locations in a database, and then I would read the database, and then I would clear it afterwards, after I send out the notifications, or something like that. It was really stupid. So you throw in accessing the database, you throw in fucking, oh my god, man, you throw in the page request time, and it's all happening. It keeps requesting every, like, millisecond. And I remember fucking Fong Pham, he came up to me one day. I think I had him tested. He was, like, my main testing guy. He's like, Alec, why is this fucking game crashing my browser? I'm like, oh, that ain't for me. I don't know what to tell you. And at the time, I completely didn't realize that making a interval that spawned every millisecond was something that crashes your fucking computer. But now I know. Other details. What can I say? What else happened here? Oh, I wish so much that I had the source code, because oh my god, if I could just spend a day going through that, I think I'd be dead. It would be so fucking bad. You know, while I'm on the topic, I might as well talk about another project that I lost, which I really, really wish I fucking had. You know, I lost for a dumb reason too. I'll get to that. I went to a tech camp once, in fucking Illinois, somewhere around there, Evanston, I think. And it was just an excuse for my parents not to deal with me for like 2 weeks. And, basically what we did in this thing was that we sat in a basement and we sat on a computer in this basement and we programmed something for 2 weeks straight. We'd get like, we'd go on break, go outside for like an hour or two every day, but just the whole day we would fucking sit inside at a computer programming whatever we wanted. Like you could pick the language. I think they offered, C++ and Java. Those were your options. You know, fuck you if you want to do anything else. So I picked C++. I was going to do Java because I wanted to learn it. This was when I was in middle school and I was kind of new to this stuff. But I just did C++ anyways because I didn't feel like it. And what I did was I made what is the genre I'm thinking of here? It's the dungeon crawler, kind of like .NET hack. Is that what it's called? The fucking the Muslim freakout book, the console game on Linux. It's like that. I tried making that, and you know, when you don't know how to program computers and you try to make a game like that, it turns out really good. Turns out, I know, it went over 1,000 lines. It went over 1,000 lines of code, and the way I write code, it's very condensed. Sometimes I'll put 2 lines on top of each other. I did a lot back then. I don't know why. I don't do it as much anymore. But, like, it's really fucking dense. Like, my code is dense as fuck. So, like, when I say 1,000 lines, I'm not fucking around. It was all in one file. Fucking Audacity, what are you doing? Oh, there we go. Fucking 1,000 lines of code in one file that made this whole game. Fuck, man. I remember specifically that I didn't want to use like while loops or control structures, so I used go-to statements and fucking, oh my god, man. I'm surprised it worked. It was slow as shit. It was a console game. I remember the last thing I programmed on it, I tried making a bomb, and I broke the compiler because the stack trace went too deep, but it didn't catch it for some reason. And I mean, I was really new to the thing at the time. But like when the bomb would explode, it would go into every area around it and trigger some function that like did something. It probably spread the explosion or whatever. And I didn't bound it. And what happened was it just kept going. But I guess the compiler I was using couldn't optimize for that. It couldn't figure out if the stack trace got too deep. And it just fucking broke. Like it crashed the whole computer. And I had to like call the person that like barely watched over us over and said, hey, you know, why is my computer broken? And this fucking guy, he didn't know how to program. It was obvious. He was just some fuck. I don't know. I don't even know why he was there. I couldn't ask him any questions. It was pretty trash. It wasn't that good. But that game, if I still had that game, that source code, just like the other one for that Ultrabox game, oh my god, man. No, but I lost this code. It was on a USB drive. I still have the USB drive. It was on to this day. It's sitting in a box somewhere now. It used to be in my desk drawer, but I moved to Madison. Oh, I would fucking... I had an oral fixation back in the day. Now I smoke a pipe whenever I need to do stupid shit with my mouth. But back in the day, I would like suck on shit. It was really dumb. Fucking stupid, and I would suck on this hard drive and it broke it. So don't do that. It's dumb. So I think that concludes my stories here. I'm gonna look around for the source code of this stuff, but I very seriously doubt I'm gonna find any of it. I know for a fact. Well, I'm the enormous program I just talked to you about, the 1,000-line C++ one, might not be completely gone. I just have to find that drive and see if I can get a new USB adapter up to it, because the flash memory might still be fine. But I might still be able to find the UltraBlox thing in a backup somewhere. I have not had any luck yet, but it's still possible. So just hold out hope that someday I'll be able to go over that source code. Oh my god, man.